Ich stehe an Gola, Gola, Kisch, Gola, Web, Flop, Gita, Jawola, Gola, Gola, so ich schau, du protest dich, ich fall Becker, Fokus, Celebrität, ja, Kio, so, du, Goro, Matita, Pusha, so, confirma, Lille, Gola, ich und die Flop, Wando, Penetro, Poco, so, die Figura, die Kalle, Gero, Kisch, Gema, Do, Wesson, Kota, Jan, Niki, Nam, Provo, Kasa, Lille, Jung, Grand, Down, Wander, Lich, da, Ende, sich, Down, Paru, Pai, Kiasch, Leit, Bananeira, Kita, Melja, Pesa, Tini, Tina, Wadi, Kiasch, Kuti, Kom, Tibu, Tu, Vasca, Iri, Bosta, Fat, Lado, Charme, Vigata, Fokus, Tuta, Ipatera, Mpala, Poro, Set,
Se pula,
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 Radio.
For you, non-believer, a totaling of sums and a snapping of necks, and you will count yourself among the
underground.
95.3 FM.
Do you want to hear something? Well, then all you gotta do is text or leave a voicemail. 720-432-5457. We're here to listen.
Okay.
I thought there was gonna be a punchline.
Nope.
Punchline. No punchline.
Okay. I'm just creep them out. I'm just catch. Hey, is the mic still on?
Shit.
Oh, fuck.
She's got that.
Fire.
addict. Give her anything she wants. Red Lobster to that Taco Bell. Girl, I love the way you move.
So move.
Bounce that thing so well.
Spectacular, one track's immaculate. You suck a Dracula, throw my hat at ya. Like I'm Tommy the Sword, a Lord of Underground 4. Motherfucker have a theme when he kicking the dough. Down, 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 my sister pounds. You don't know me, little mama, but you know me now. We the kings of the game, I'm a fiend to your friend. And you always know it's real, chronic, kiss it again. We got that.
Dum, 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 dum.
She's got that.
Dum, 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 dum.
She's got that.
Dum, 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 dum. Down, 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 down.
She's got that.
Down, 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 down.
She's got
from
that.
From the first time I saw you,
woo-hoo.
I knew that we would be so cool.
Woo-hoo.
Little house and picket fence, landlord Mac, cause we late.
What?
With the rent, with the rent, with the rent. Run that rent, but I do it all again. Just to do it all again. Then we do it all again. I bitch just bite it all again. Not even college, you can stop me. Like you say, there's something about me. The same is about you too. Spirit see, this proves that love is more than image. Physical is gimmick. Finding something real means you loving every minute. That's you, bless you. Bring it down for me too. My music is my life, baby. And through you, I stay true. You got that.
Dum,
dum, dum, dum, dum.
She's got that.
Dum, 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 dum.
She's got that.
Dum, 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 dum.
She's got that.
Dum, 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 dum.
She's got that.
Dum, 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 dum.
She's got that. She's got that. She's got that. She's got that.
Okay, there I am. Hello, folks. And we're going to get everyone else here. Hey, say what's up, folks.
What's up, folks?
Hold on. There we go.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, I put you guys on different channels. I probably shouldn't have done that. You are left. You are right. All right, where are you?
Where are you?
Where are you?
Oh, my God.
There you are.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we got you. Hold on. Do we have you?
I get ego tripping if I can't be heard, you know what I'm saying?
Say that again.
I get ego tripping if I can't be heard.
I don't know what's going on there. He's going to start ego tripping,
oh
guys.
My God.
He's going to freak out.
Kicking things over.
All right. Hold on, let's figure your little situation.
Oh my God.
In the meantime, listen to Supposedly Good Rap. Supposedly.
Right, Busta Rhymes exclusive with Johnny. Each and every day we gon' come around your way and do it our way.
It's a party,
word up.
Let's get it on tonight.
Yeah, yeah, one time when you're
home. Rock your body, we gonna do it right. When I step up in the party, won't you move it to the left? Party people move it side to side. I'm feeling kinda blessed.
One time, oh my God, there we go, there we go, Busta Rhymes. Busta Bus, Busta Bus, Busta Bus, Busta Bus. Busta Bus.
No.
We're doing, okay.
Oh.
Alright, now everyone say hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Say that again.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Whoa, hey.
Whoa,
hey. Hey, calm down there, buddy.
Yeah, quit ego tripping.
Damn.
You can do it, man.
All right, folks. All right. So you are tuned in here to Greenlight Radio. I finally got this crap set up. We got MCAD in the house. Say what's up.
What's up? What's up?
All right. We got
Linguistery in the
house.
What's up? What's up?
I didn't keep my notes up here.
I know.
Bam,
it's a tongue twister, too.
It is. Linguistery. I don't want to say, you know,
for
seeker's
caution.
Do you rhyme that a lot? Is it hard to rhyme the word linguistry?
I've only thrown it in once, but it's pretty easy. Epiphany, history.
Right, right. That's true.
Linguistry.
And then they got we got Chris King over in the corner.
Yes.
Yeah.
The man behind the scenes.
Yes, he hides in the corner. Afraid.
Shadow dwelling.
So, all right, guys. All right, so tell us. Tell us about MCAD and Linguistry. Tell us, a.k.a. the Wandering Monks, where you guys came from, how you guys got together. The story of how the Wandering Monks began.
Linguistry, tell the people.
I would say it actually came from a musician ad, as corny as that sounds. I found MCAD and the Freedom Movement on Backpage.com when I was getting ready to move to Denver. And I was looking for houses and apartments, and I started slacking off, and I looked at musician ads instead. Stumbled upon it, and I was stoked because it was actually some Colorado hip-hop that I was actually into.
Imagine.
Imagine that.
Yep. So I hit him up and didn't even do any music together for a long time, but just started going to the shows and such.
Yeah, like all things, it took a while to get going.
Right.
Get
right.
the machine oiled and moving.
Exactly. All right. So now you guys have a new CD, correct? A CD release.
Self-titled debut album.
Yes. Self-titled debut album.
Wandering Monks.
Is there a song on it? So you could say you have the self-titled song on the self-titled
album. Wandering Monks on the Wandering Monks featuring the Wandering Monks.
That's right. That's
Wandering.
Awesome.
You Wandering. Know what I'm
nice. The hit single from the Wandering Monks.
In fact, we will play it for the people tonight. You know
nice.
What I'm saying?
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. And now you guys are having a CD release party, correct?
Oh, my God. It's the bomb. Yes. Mowgli, tell these people.
Tell us.
At the Fox Theater, it's an honor to be playing there as a local musician. You almost never see that happen. So,
yeah.
And we have some of our favorite artists in the state playing with us that night. We have The Reminders and Bullheaded from Colorado Springs. We got Mike Word from Boulder.
Yeah.
We got Hoser and Two Crow representing the Cafe Cultura Artist Collective out of Denver, some spoken word poets.
Nice.
We yeah. got Gaia Experiment.
Nice. Now, when does this all start?
The 25th, we're opening doors at 7 o'clock. The show's going to start prompt at 8 o'clock, and I promise you, you have to get there early because, you know, don't come at 10:30, 11:45 and complain about the ticket prices when you could have been there at 8 o'clock and seen talent since 8 o'clock.
That's get true. The bang for your buck.
Yeah, that's the reason we're bringing these groups in, and it's trust me, it's hard to fit all these acts into one night's
right.
session. So seriously, starting at 8 o'clock, there's going to be some real good talent going the whole night through. You know, Rudy Clash, I don't know if you mentioned Rudy Clash out of Foco, Fort Collins.
Dubskin.
From yeah. Dubskin, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah. Exactly. We did an interview with Dubskin before.
Yeah, good people. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. So definitely. Everybody we tried to pick was people that we relate to on a street level, on a philosophical level, on
nice.
A family level.
And
nice.
On a musical level.
Yeah.
So that's 2 weeks from today. That's Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving.
Right. Yes, sir. That's a way to remember it, on Black Friday.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, going back to what you were saying musically and everything, tell us about your music, like where it comes from lyrically, you know, individually or... Because you both write lyrics, right?
Of course.
You know, so
yep.
tell us where they come from individually. You know, where your lyrics come from.
Yeah, mine being MCAD, Linguistry, step aside for a second.
I'm the star, man.
you know, mine started off lyrically from spoken word, more poetry-based styles, and then moved into hip-hop. But topical-wise, it started from activism and revolutionary content and trying to find a medium that people could hear that and digest it in a way that feels good, feels uplifting, doesn't feel down pressure. And from that, I started the Freedom Movement, which has been my long-standing project, and that's been going on for over 10 years and now morphing into the Wandering Monks. But everything we do, I feel, is part of the Freedom Movement, so it's more of a collective and a generalized notion as well as a hip-hop project.
Yes, indeed, including Chris King over here to the side in the
right.
studio.
Yeah,
the Goblin
coming
the
out
corner.
With an album with MCAD.
Yeah,
it's gonna
yeah.
be the dopest.
Nice And that brings us back to my next question. Like you were saying lyrically, do these lyrics come from a profound statement, or do they make, you know, statements for the past or for the future for you?
It's all over the place, really. I mean, different songs are on different topics. Some of them are on an outward philosophical, whether it's socio-political issues. There's a ton of that on the album. But there's also a lot of introspective things that we talk about, our personal lives, or just, you know, a combination of both. And that's what I think is cool about it, is the diversity and content matter and such.
Nice.
Which draws lessons from the past as well as intentions for the future, which we can hopefully use right in the now, which is the ever present now, and so
which is where it comes from.
Nice. Yeah. Now, and that leads me to my next question: is what inspires you as an artist, just in the world alone? What inspires you to do what you do?
Just life in general, looking at things happen in our personal lives, and just trying to analyze and articulate what I think is going on in the world around me.
Nice, right?
And I think that's the contrast of the black and white, the beautiful and the ugly at the same time, things that inspire us and that we have passion for, and as well as the things we struggle with and are fighting against.
Right, you know, right. So. Now, I'm going to ask the whole second part of this interview. But first off, where the second part of this interview is much more interesting. Mm-hmm. But first off, where can people find out more about you?
Online at wanderingmonksmusic.com, or we're on the major social media sites, whether it be Facebook, ReverbNation.com, and such.
Yeah.
SMIStudios.com.
Oh, yes. Oh, throw that in there.
He just obviously lurked out of the corner. It was crazy.
Yeah, my man just got his new site up, though, and it's beautiful. It's got all our music up there, and you can go check it out. You can find links to our albums you can download, purchase online, as well as Wandering Monks Music. You can get them at both sites.
And where should people be on Black Friday?
At the Fox Theater in Boulder, Colorado.
Right. Holding it down with
that's
the crew.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, now, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions because they're questions I just want to ask people. Because I'm really high right now, people, so deal with that.
That's how we do it.
All right. If you could have one superpower, what would it be? AD.
It would be telepathy, absolutely. Not just for me, but the other side. Telepathy. Telepathy. It's going to remove the problems for the ability to deceive our people, and so we're going to find the snakes that are out there that are trying to manipulate.
So universal telepathy.
Exactly, and so telepathy amongst the people is what's going to solve. It'll solve politics. All the shady business, everything.
Telepathic commie, that's
exactly
what you are.
Yep. No more hiding behind your meat suit, you know what I'm saying? I know what's going on in your mind.
What about you?
You bastard, I was about to say psychic powers, basically the same thing.
Right.
Well, since I don't want to pose, I'll say omnipresence, but it can almost be the same thing.
Fair enough. All right, now do you guys believe in 2012 doomsday prophecies?
I believe in today doomsday prophecy. 2012 is the future, and all future is open to change, and so I don't hold anything as a constant, as a solid that can't be changed through quantum physics. Quantum physics says there's the potential for multiple realities, and sure. I'm going to focus on the most positive reality I can and acknowledge my ignorance to the past and the future, because I don't know what's coming into claim. We know the future is, it's a silly thing, and so more than claiming the future, I set my intention and try to decide what I want 2012 to look like. I don't know if planet Nibiru's coming in or the Nephilim are returning or any of this, but nice. I do know what my intentions will be no matter who I face in 2012. It's going to be to represent the freedom movement, to represent love, conscious progression, and the understanding that whether I'm dealing with a gray alien, a Anunnaki, or another human being that I don't understand, that on a quantum physics level that we're one at the lowest vibration and the highest vibration, and so it doesn't make sense to attack your roots or to attack your branches just because they're separated from you in this third dimension. And so whatever diversity we're facing, I hope that we as a community embrace it with intelligence and progression and love and patience, you know, all the good things over fear and resistance, that kind of stuff.
That is awesome.
Nice answer.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you're pretty much in concurrence with that.
You know, to answer it on a more basic level, I'm not going to, moving forward, I'm not going to be living in fear, or even for that matter, stockpiling food for December 21st, 2012.
That being said, I do have 3 months of food stockpiled just in case something happens. I like to hope for the best, but prep for the worst, and I don't want to confuse the people and act like I think we're on the right track to balance and goodness and harmony with our people, because we got a lot of work to do, right. Whether it's 2012 or 2025, we got work to do as a people.
Right, right. Now, have you or anyone you know ever had a life-changing hallucinogenic experience?
I'm going to let you answer that one for sure, because I've heard the story, and I don't mind hearing it again, so...
I will plead the fifth, but that being said, I will say that I've eaten a lot of hallucinogens, and my new line, L25, my Einstein, you know what I'm saying, is because I've seen God through psychedelics, and that is definitely what's transformed my life to where I am. Before, I investigated with psilocybin, cubescins, L25, any of the derivatives of the beautiful LSD that's out there. And I, you know, that being said, before I even go into that, I want to stress that I do suggest that all of society starts to learn how to use this in a healthy manner. as the shamans used to, as we used to as a medicine, sure. as opposed to how I grew up doing it with no guidance whatsoever and no healing properties from my community trying to set that as our intention. And,
sure.
you know, these are powerful things out there that...
Well, I think a yogi, Meher Baba, said it, you know, LSD is like looking at God through a window. Whereas anything you can do through meditation, you can sit there and have coffee with God if you wanted to.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
Know. Or as a Japanese monk called it, spiritual masturbation.
Mm. I like that one, too. Yeah.
But I know before psilocybin, I was an angry, fear-based, just lost individual. And in one night, I know that I woke up and I realized the power of love, the power of community, the power of fear, my own fear, my community's fear, and especially being a male in this society, I grew up very machismo. I grew up sure. a fighter, you know, I grew sure. up in a hard community. And so sure. it made me realize the errors of my ways, even though I'm still in Babylon, I still need to find my path in this. It sure. gave me a much clearer direction of what my intention was, which is not being oblivious when you're afraid, you know, to what your real fears are, as well as what your strengths are, which is in any way that we grew up in. In one night, I had all of my misconceptions shattered, you know what I'm saying, by something that was outside of me. That being said, I do believe everything I experienced that night you can experience naturally, and that's been my ongoing sure. goal ever since. That's why I came out to Colorado from Milwaukee, is because right. I was on a quest for a new reality, a new community, and a new way of expressing myself.
Or as Alan Watts says, once you get the message, hang up the phone.
That's a good way to put it. I like this guy.
It's like I vomited at the mouth, and then Linguistry puts it in a, you know, beautiful yeah, right? little package.
All right, now you guys are going to play some music for us, right?
Yes, sir.
But again, where should people be on Black Friday?
Yo, Fox Theater, Boulder, Colorado. You know what I'm saying? Wandering Monk CD release party. That's how we do it.
Yes, yes.
We got to recognize R for the People and Royal Frog Records because they've been a catalyst to making all of this happen. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
As well as entities like yourself and SMI Productions, because it's a community thing, and that's our goal for all of this, is to get our community united and get us all at least talking about some of the things that we're really passionate about in life and start to reprioritize what we want to see this world to be.
For sure, for sure.
No
all
doubt.
Right, we're going to play a track real quick. Oh, quack.
Quackity quack.
Real quick. And then we're going to come right back with you guys.
Yes, sir.
Hitting it up.
Yes,
right.
Indeed.
So I got some Beastie Boys here, so what you want right what now on KGLR 95.3 FM. Stay tuned, suckers.
Yes.
Oh, when I
Where we at? Where
so
we at?
what you want?
Want to make sure everyone's live here. Here
we
go. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Ego tripping. Wandering monk style. Can y'all dig it? My man Rocky, you ready for this? We are the Wandering Monks. Tune into the frequency.
This song's called Wandering Monks.
Yeah. One time for ya say, yaga yo. Wandering Monks say, real hip hop, Colorado style. Yeah. Linguistry, tell the people how we do. Yeah.
Monks wander as a protest to live in for the industry. The same could be said of the one
linguistry.
Maybe with MCAD in the light of day, we could find a way to rhyme away to divinity.
Yeah, cause we're approaching this hip hop religiously.
Our words become a symphony and make you have epiphany. So these lyricists turn pro at exposing corruption. The whole world should know how it functions.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way cause we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on cause it's gonna be
using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to reveal the deficit.
Yeah, it could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets and the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yeah, we're not gangsters. Those are devils frontin' Wall Street banks.
And this westernized lifestyle's blurring up our vision to make us settle for some whack permanent position.
Yo, I don't wanna stay discouraged with the system.
I concur, I wanna stray from the herd and play with words for a living.
Like this time, my rhyme will be divine, cause it's coming from the heart and not the mind. Watch the kundalini climb up my spine, and I know for a fact it's still beautiful to be black.
And I'm ashamed of the color of the people at the top, but I don't deny my roots or try to be what I am not. Got past the self-hate, call it paradox. I wanna thwart Eurocentric hierarchy till it drops.
Yeah, I tell a piece, son, word is bond. It's a revolution and you know what side I'm on. I don't give a fuck if you white, long as you down to fight. As wandering monks, we must shine light.
Analyzing our surroundings like postmodernist philosophers, assessing what to do until the depletion of the aquifers. Never burying our heads in the sand, fully aware but without a shred of fear, fear of death or the man. Yeah.
So we speak our voice on what we know is not right in this life.
Monks wander as a protest to live in for the industry. The same could be said of the one linguistry. Maybe with MCAD in the light of day, we could find a way to rhyme our way to divinity.
To the people and beyond. Keep it on, Mowgli. Yo. Yeah.
Yes.
Is one. One time. Yeah, yeah.
Is personal growth just learning to cope, or is it finally gathering enough courage and hope? Said, it's personal growth just learning to cope, or is it finally gathering enough courage and hope? Said, it's personal growth just learning to cope, or is it finally gathering enough courage and hope to turn a vision to reality? No vicious fallacy is keeping me from fulfilling my mission with my cavalry. We gotta recognize the roads that grew from concrete. Given the conditions, it's a blessing that we're on beaten. Able to use what we got to manifest this beautiful expression from the top of Everest to depths of the ocean. I'm in love with what I've chosen. Reach the pinnacle and kiss the center of the lotus.
Light flowering, love is overpowering. Fears that underestimate the courage that's devouring. The frail essence of the darker side's presence when the contrast is necessary for these life lessons. Ancient wisdom and connections in the stars. I've seen transformation in the seediest of bars. I've seen devastation in the wealthiest of homes. I've seen visions of the devil manufacturing clones. And this talk of what it meant to be a human, I think we've all been casted in a TV show for Truman.
Is wisdom and truth distant and aloof, or is it hidden in the fabric of our limited view, awaiting us to pay attention to and let us learn a lesson through each circumstance? Whether good or bad is not the question. You could spend your whole life blind to your own barriers, internal, external bondage, which is scarier?
The thought of reaching your potential, or the pessimistic feeling that the world is somehow built to go and bring you down? There's darkness in everything here. There's lightness embracing your fear. When people are evil,
you say it's all a dream. Sometimes I think an angel's watching over me.
Re-examine all the times that I could have died. Realize I'm thankfully surprised to be still alive. You say it's all a dream. Sometimes I think an angel's watching over me. Re-examine all the times that I could have died. Realize I'm thankfully surprised to be still alive.
My light shines out to the world and continues to infinity. That's who we are, born on this earth, practicing our alchemy.
Go from savage and wild to having a child. Adapt and find balance in it after a while. All the growth and self-development, sharpening intelligence, inspired by the love within the Father-Son fellowship. It's different when you know you're setting a blueprint. Conscientious of the consequences of your movements.
From ether to matter, illusions that shatter, I'm working desperately to gather all my lessons in this life. It seems like time is of the essence, and I wanna make my presence on this earth have value and worth. But first, I simply wanna recognize the beauty of existing on a planet where this energy runs through me. Is personal growth just learning to cope, or is it finally gathering enough courage and hope to turn a vision to reality? No vicious fallacy is keeping me from fulfilling my mission with my cavalry.
Is love and romance just some little dance? Neurochemical reaction that puts us in a trance.
Truly unconditional.
Is love a choice of feeling
or a state of being?
Exclusive and eternal or indefinite and fleeting?
And there's nothing like connecting to the oneness, embracing yin and yang and letting go to become bliss. There's darkness in everything here. There's lightness embracing your fear when people are evil.
You say it's all a dream. Sometimes I think an angel's watching over me. Re-examine all the times that I could have died. Realize I'm thankfully surprised to be still alive. You say it's all a dream. Sometimes I think an angel's watching over me. Re-examine all the times that I could have died. Realize I'm thankfully surprised to be still alive.
My light shines out to the world and continues to infinity. That's who we are, born on this earth, practicing our alchemy.
So often I find I'm walking the line between opposing what I know is the most awful of crimes. Exploitation of humanity, first world insanity, but still seeking fulfillment and sticking with my family.
Believe I know my own self-worth. I indeed will return to the earth. I believe I know my family's worth. All indeed will return to the earth.
Is one. Linguistry. Moon goddess for the people. Yeah. We're gonna bust one more track for the people. Give thanks for creation for letting us be here. You know what I'm saying? Jupiter moon in effect. Yes, y'all. It's a freedom movement. Blessings for the revolution. We are the wandering monks.
That is love, can you feel it coming through that conscious revolutionary music?
Yeah, you can feel it in your veins, let it seep into your brain. Remain, it's like a renaissance coming down upon us all around. A warm jungle rain with a steady soft sound. Beneath the canopy on solid dry ground, the tribe members huddled up, smoking, blowing clouds. While the poets speak from the corazón, transformed to the modern day, it's us in the crowd.
Yeah, when I kick rhymes, it's straight from the soul. Ain't been a minute since I let a sucker know. If you want the negative, homie, gotta go. Cause we Irie in here, homie, pass the draw.
I stand by while you're passing the draw, and I'm sipping brew, but neither one is out of control. It won't prevent us from writing dope, passionate flows, or feeling the love that can happen in shows.
Yeah, love is when you really connect, it's respect. It's people that you wanna protect, and put the lump in your neck. First get the words out. Butterflies are normal when you care how it turns out.
Take it slow when you don't wanna burn out. Anyone inhibiting your growth should be blurred out. Recognize each piece of the puzzle. Pay attention to the signs. Yeah, the signs remain subtle.
It's all coming together right here now. It's all coming together right here now. It's all coming.
Can you feel it coming through that conscious revolutionary music?
Yeah, you can feel it on your skin, outside to within.
Begin.
It's like a movie, but we're making up the script as we go. Making choices based on what we think that we know. While the challenges are difficult and hurtful, looking back, I've seen my life roles go full circle. Transform from the fan to the artist. Positivity from a portion of my heart.
Yo, ever had the chance to be the inspiration in somebody else's day? It's a hard knocks road and a heavy load when we got nothing useful to say.
Let's take this opportunity to celebrate life. The modern world struggle can be left to decide for tonight. We should be howling at the moon, dancing by the fire while the spirit is in bloom. Take this one chance to celebrate life. Modern world struggle should be left to decide for tonight. We should be howling at the moon, dancing by the fire, the spirit is in bloom.
Cause we love this life, we work for what we know is right. Know your passion's reaction to what's in your soul.
So, we focus, then we harness, then we let it grow, then we let you know
that we stand right here for the revolution. Love is
embracing you exist. Not only revolutionaries raising up our fists,
carbon-based life forms searching for their bliss.
Bet you never seen another time like this.
The universe allowed me to find my niche, and no one ever taught me how to rhyme like this.
But you put the round peg in the round hole, and voila, that's the story of how I found soul.
Love is straight from the heart. Lesson in a broken one, tear it all apart.
Babylon, get you down, turn it into art. I write how I wanna feel and that's where I start.
Love for the romance, check Buffalo stance. Hip hop, you don't stop, the body rock.
Love is more than a word. Language can't give what it truly deserves, but we know what it means intuitively. Yeah, words and reality are two different things.
Yeah. Love is more than feeling. Is what your heart's concealing. Is every day revealing. Is how you live in your life. Yeah, 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 yeah. Y'all got your seat. Y'all got your seat.
Yes, indeed. One last time, we are the Wandering Monks, part of the Freedom Movement Collective.
Yes, y'all. November
25th. We got the release show, Fox Theater. Black Friday.
Yeah. Know what I'm saying? Bringing back black. That's what's up. For my Browns and all the people, First Nation people, come check us out. Wandering Monks. Know what I'm saying? Green Light Radio. That's how we do it.
Nice, guys. Thanks a lot. You don't have any more? I mean, that just felt like you guys just got pumped.
Oh, my God.
Mowgli, an encore now.
Linguister, how do you feel, man? How you feel? No,
no. Come on. You got to do one more.
One more.
Fire back. Oh, we got, what do we got?
We got Chicken Beast.
Yeah,
do
Chicken
it.
Beast. You
do
know
it.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm a chicken hawk.
What would you think? What would you think if everything we learned about here was wrong?
What would you think?
What would you think if everybody blindly just went along?
What would you think?
What would you think if families stopped communicating what's real?
What would you think?
What would you think if everybody here forgot how to feel? What would you think?
I instinctually distrust what they telling us. What the hell, that makes me sensible, not rebellious. Celebrity worship in the corporate news. How could you not see this Nazi vision is misconstrued? I'm not definitively singing the blues. I'm just inhibited by bullshit till you get a clue. So let's wise up, cause they want us to be confused. Apathetic and easily amused, yo.
They want us jaded and faded to keep us disconnected and hated for everything we stated. It's like that. We put emotion and movement for manifested improvement because the problems are proven to be so bad. Yo, some people here be tripping and flipping and quick to grab a clip and pop a couple off in the pig's ass. Cause they want us all reacting to fear. What's happening here? Yo, what if Andrew Jackson was here?
What would you think?
What would you think if everything we learned about here was wrong?
What would you think?
What would you think if everybody blindly just went along?
What would you think?
What would you think if families stopped communicating what's real?
What would you think?
What would you think if everybody here forgot how to feel?
In this Orwellian reality, they kill us with the subtlety. The school undermines parental mental custody. We're disconnected from the past generation, though we have no point of reference to contrast our complacence. Am I just paranoid or thoughtful when the fine line between a patriot and Stockholm syndrome is difficult to see? It's invisible to me. Double think, double speak, hypocritical decree.
So don't let your kids get lost in the system. We need to show them love and we need to uplift them. We need to bring back some of the old ways. Your money ain't bought us no better days. And most people focus on materialistic dreams that appear to be unrealistic. So let us
us be judged on what we do and everything we say.
Breathe, big brother, breathing down our necks, watching every step, reading every text, every message sent on the internet. Words spoken on the phone, we will not be left alone. You can't even go to the dock without the man knowing. And so I'm living in the open, but I don't ignore the thorn in my side. I'll expose it.
Know what I'm saying? One love for the people, nice. Y'all.
Yes, indeed. Greenlight Radio.
Yes, y'all. Chris King, SMI Studios, and all that. Freedom Movement Nation. Peace and love, y'all.
One.
All right, man. That was tight. Thank you very much, guys. We appreciate that shit.
Yeah.
That was awesome. So, again, check him out. Black Friday, Fox Theater. It's going to be the Wandering Monks CD release party.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, you got to remind.
Bullheaded. Rudy Clash, Mike Word.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to jump to some music here. We're going to let these guys calm down.
Yeah.
They're getting all crazy, man.
I know.
Hyped.
Here you go, tripping. All right.
Back to the ganja, people. Back to the ganja.
All right. All right, so you're tuned into KGLR. If you want to make a request, 720-432-KGLR. That's 720-432-5457.